This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to the favorites.
What is going on?
It's the Friday edition. You can already hear that it's Blackjack. I am Chad Millman from the Action Network. What's your deal, man? Why are you saying what's going on and what's happening?
Because you're over here dancing like a monkey, clapping your hands in a way that I've never seen an adult male clap his hands. I don't know. Weird start.
That music gets me jazzed.
And that gets you jazzed?
It does. Right. I like it. I feel like we nailed that intro music. We're a season in.
Oh, yeah.
Feels
that's
good to me.
That's a keeper.
I feel like we're extra close today.
Yeah, you leaned in like you were going to kiss me before the show started.
How are you, Blackjack Fletcher?
I'm good. I'm $100 richer.
I was
going to
say, I know that you feel good because last week, we can recall, the format of the show is rapidly evolving from the super contest where we had to convince ourselves to about five picks to now we're just betting each other. It changed on the fly last week on the show because I liked the Colts. You liked the Chiefs. We had $100 on that game. You won that bet. Mm-hmm. I liked the Pats. You liked the Chargers. We had $50 on that game. I won that bet. And I liked the Saints -8. And you liked the Eagles. And we had $50 on that game. And so you wound up $100 richer this weekend. You wound up with $100 on my money. It's too bad you couldn't find yourself a shirt that buttons like higher. You could use the money for that.
See, every time you say it, I go one lower.
I know. And
every
you know
time.
What?
Every
You're
time.
On a diet? You look great.
I found a nice new bronzer to use. So I've got a nice glow.
You got a new wardrobe that you're buying?
That's on the way. It's on the way. Don't spoil it. But yeah. Yeah, everything's working right now.
You felt pretty good about beating me this weekend. You were celebrating like Saturday night.
Yeah, I was, because I knew what I had. Winners.
You did not feel like you had a winner when Will Lutz is lining up for a kick. It was weird.
It's a long kick, man.
It was weird that Sean Payton played for the field goal. That is not like him. And they were like at the 30-something yard line. They ran a draw, gets destroyed, and they lose 5 yards. And instead of kicking what is sort of a much shorter field goal, 5 yards, which is a big difference, he's kicking a 53-yarder. Mm-hmm. That was surprisingly game-changing, play.
It was surprising that Payton did that, yeah. I'll give you that. I didn't expect him. Once they lost the yardage, I didn't think they were going to kick the field goal. But I wasn't that worried about it. I mean, listen, Nick Foles did what Nick Foles does. He was driving down the field to score, so, I mean, who knows? Butterfly effect, right? If they make that field goal, maybe the Eagles score a touchdown. Who knows?
Well, I think that's what would have happened.
So
yeah. I think
Saints probably would have backed off a little bit.
Exactly. I was actually worried about that. For the record, I live bet the game. I had the Saints at -0.5 also.
Wow. Okay. Good for you.
So I ended up ahead for the weekend. I was, you know, other than our bets, I was 5-2 for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Did pretty well. I'm doing a lot of player props, some live betting too.
Great.
I'm excited to see what we end up doing to each other this weekend.
I am too. I have a weird feeling that we're actually going to agree on a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Why don't we welcome in Georgina?
Let's.
So, Chad, you say it's the year of kindness, so please be nice to Blackjack today. Underneath that Stetson and the goatee, he's rather a sensitive soul.
Thank you. That's true.
Let me tell you something. Speaking of year of kindness, should we have Georgina keep talking right now? I'm looking at the chuckler. All right. So, you know, I've declared it the year of kindness.
Uh-huh.
And I've declared it the year of kindness in my house as well. And so this past weekend, me and Stacy and Zach and Owen, we went to brunch on Sunday morning.
Nice little family
and,
Sunday.
Like, everybody was just like, you know, sniping at each other, like seeing who can make the funniest, most cutting comment. And I'm like,
you were not the winner of that.
I'm like, listen, guys, come on. It's the year of kindness. Here's what we're going to do from now on. as we did last Monday when we all sat together at dinner, and I said everyone had to say like something nice about mom. Every Monday from now on, someone is going to have to say or text. We'll start a text chain. Someone is going to have to say something nice about someone else in the family. There's four Mondays in every month. We're a family of four. This is what's going to happen. So I said, since we did mom last week, let's do me this week.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
So Monday afternoon, I text everybody in the Millman family, and I say, my fucking kids, they never respond to any of my texts that I send them. Okay. So I say, hey, it's Monday. I said this is 5:19 on Monday evening. It's Monday, our day of kindness. And today focuses on me, with exclamation points. Everyone has until bedtime to text this group something you like about me. That was at 5:19.
Wow.
Immediately.
So sad.
I named the text chain. I named the text group Millman Fam. The next response at 5:19, Owen Millman has left the conversation.
He literally withdrew from your family.
He left. Oh. He's 12.
Oh, that's awesome.
Zach Millman wrote, "You give good writing advice," followed by, "But I hate the chat name."
Wow. Millman Fam.
Okay. So then I screenshotted this. I circled the fact that Owen left the conversation, underlined the fact that Zach criticized the chat name, and then I wrote, "The spirit of kindness is not being reflected here."
Did your wife say anything nice to you?
Nobody other than Zach responded.
Wow. You are seriously disliked in your own home.
Stacy, I said to her, like, in bed that night, "You did not respond." She goes, "No, I didn't."
Wow. That's right. That's right. That's like saying I love you to someone and the response is thank you.
Yeah. And at night, it was bedtime and Owen was going to bed and Stacy took his phone out of his room. I'm like, he still has not texted me anything nice. You got to give him his phone. She goes, he's sleeping. I'm not going to give him his phone.
Wow. It is brutal being you.
I am going to be persistent and continue with the year of kindness. Blackjack, I love your turquoise coat, and I think the chest hair you're showing is appealing. And I'm excited to continue this conversation with you.
Thank you. I like your gray pullover sweater as opposed to the usual black.
Why, thank you. And Matt, producer Matt, I enjoy your chuckling, as do the people on Twitter.
Thank you.
Did you see the story on Twitter about the Florida man, of course, who was also engaging in the year of kindness? Did you see this?
Yes, tell the story.
He got into an argument with his neighbor and went to his house and retrieved his machete, which he named Kindness, to go to battle with his neighbor. So the year of kindness can mean many things to many people.
I like this guy.
Yeah, only in Florida.
Georgina, what else you got for us?
So what's this live show in New York I've heard about? I don't remember an invitation coming my way.
I am so glad you brought that up. We are doing a live favorites podcast. I'm going to be there. Blackjack's going to be there. Scooch is going to make a cameo appearance in a few different ways. Paula Duca, Jeff Schwartz, all going to be there. 6 p.m. January 28th at Foley's in Manhattan, 33rd and 5th. It is going to be a blast. There's going to be merch. There's going to be props conversations. There's going to be Super Bowl lines conversations. All the good cheer you've come to expect from the Favorites podcast. Go sign up, actionnetwork.com/favorites. That is actionnetwork.com/favorites. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie about this. There's a pretty major media organization that is doing a story about the Action Network. And this guy was debating like when he wanted to come by and talk to us. And I, for some reason, mentioned that we were doing this live podcast. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Oh, that sounds fun. Maybe I'll come." And I have been losing sleep since then because I'm so nervous that, like, we're going to do this thing. And even though we literally have hundreds of people signed up, we do. But you can, we like expanded the list. You can still sign up. So please do. If for no other reason, then it will help me sleep because I'm worried that even though we have hundreds of people signed up, nobody's going to come.
People will be there. It'll be fine. Blackjack's a draw. People will be there.
Still a little worried about it. So I need you guys to come just so I can get back to sleep.
Also, don't be so coy. You can tell people. It's Playgirl Magazine because we are the sexiest gambling podcast that there is.
That is true, my friend.
There will be a full spread.
Georgina, do you have an iTunes review for us?
iTunes review. Alex Dub 4. Subject, BJ with a side of Chad. Favorite gambling podcast out there, not too heavy with numbers. Just a fun, light listen. Also, the sweet, soothing voice of Blackjack will simply whisk you away to a wonderful gambling weekend. 5 stars.
Wow. That
was lovely, but beautiful. There's no mention of me there.
Yeah, it's kind of devoid of any mentions of me, too, except for, like,
you should be
Chad.
Listen, be happy when it's devoid of mentions of you, because when it mentions you, it's usually not good.
I feel like Alex W. is taking a cue from Owen Mason Millman, and he's, like, just deciding I don't exist.
Wow, that is brutal. What I don't even know how you tell that story.
What the fuck, Owen?
I don't know, but he's quickly becoming my favorite Millman. That's the one I'm going to get to call me dad. It's going to happen.
Blackjack, we're going to get back to the podcast in a second, but here's the good news. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
We're hiring at the Action Network. You can come work with people like Blackjack Fletcher. Why are you looking at me like that? You can work with people like me. We're fun. Vibrant.
Yep.
Got a brand new company. We are flying high, hockey sticking, as they say in the business. Listen, this job, by the way, it's not in the content space. So this is about working with our product and engineering team. We have an amazing team. We have amazing customers. Here we go. We're looking for iOS developers, someone who is a rock star in Swift and maybe with React Native. I don't even know what I'm reading. This is the strangest read we've ever done on this podcast. We're also hiring back-end developers. If you know React, Node, Golang, Postgres, LFG. Oh, no, wait, LFG. Matt Restivo, who is our chief product officer, he gave me these reads here, and I think the LFG was supposed to be like, let's bleep and go. That's not actually something you develop. We have a dynamic combination, a brilliant team, pragmatic tech, and honest leadership. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to email Matt Restivo, our chief product officer, directly. You're just going to do it. You're going to send him your LinkedIn profile, Restivo. That's R-E-S-T-I-V as in Victor O, at actionnetwork.com. Again, go right to Matt Restivo if you want to be one of the lead geeks at Action Network. R-E-S-T-I-V. T is in Tom, I, V is in Victor, O at actionnetwork.com. Come build stuff for us. Be a rock star in Swift. And maybe with React Native.
If you understand anything Chad just said, please apply.
Seriously, that's the bottom line. If you understand what I just read, and I'm just like a trained monkey reading this off my phone, then clearly you're the right guy for us.
Yep.
Back to the show. Listen, we got... I didn't come out on top last weekend against you, but I still ended up. My account this week is bigger than it was last week.
All right. Nah, I'm not going to low hanging fruit. Yeah, I mean, good for you. You lost when it mattered, so you choked under pressure. But yeah, good for you.
Let's get to the games.
Let's do it.
Los Angeles Rams at New Orleans. Saints by 3.5.
Let me just say this. Since Georgina recorded her lines. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know this, but Georgina isn't live. She records these lines. The Saints are now 3-point favorites.
Uh-huh, and that's when I bet them.
And you bet them at 3 minus 125? What did you bet them at?
Yeah, I bet it last night.
I am waiting. I see that it's a 3 minus 125. Let me ask you a question. An honest question. I want an honest answer. Mm-hmm. You're a gambling expert. You've got a job at a gambling company. You've made a career for yourself. It's impressive that you've done
Thanks.
That. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Do you think I'm being greedy by waiting?
I don't think you're going to get better. I don't think it's going to 2.5.
No, but do you think it's a 3 minus 120?
Okay.
Like,
I mean, if you
do, you think like the like clearly the money continues to come in on the other side. So,
yeah, and I hear you, and I think that that's going to be the case for a little bit, but I think it's going to go the other way at some point.
Right.
I think we're going to. I don't know how much you want to play with fire on it, because I do think that line winds up back at 3.5.
What's the bottom here? We're recording this Thursday afternoon.
I think you're pretty damn close to it. I really do. I don't know how much further this is going to go, because you're going to get buyback the other way. And I really do. I think a kickoff, this is 3.5.
But can I get – will I be able to get it at 3 minus 110? And am I really like – what am I getting? Like, you know what?
I would take it at 120 and not – yeah. I mean, it's 10 cents.
Screw it. I'm betting it right now. I'm allegedly, okay? I'm not really betting it. I'm maybe betting it. All right. I might have done it.
There you go. I think that's
the
way to do
it. Attention, please. Chad is making a bet. Allegedly.
I think that's the way to do it. Last night when I saw it went down to 3, that's when I took it. Listen, we saw this game once before. Talib is going to be back for the Rams, so that's a help for them. But you know what impressed me the most about the Saints last weekend was they were in 14-0 hole early to Philadelphia. And then 3.5 quarters, that defense pitched a shutout. I mean, they stepped up and played real big. Michael Thomas was outstanding, like you expect him to be. I think Kamara and Ingram actually have a better game against the Rams than they did against Philadelphia. There's nothing not to like about the Saints right now. I've been on the Saints all year. We both have futures on them. There's nothing that is deterring me from what I've thought all year long, and that's that they're the best team in football.
So I agree with you. That game last weekend was so interesting because I was never worried the Saints were not going to win that game. And I just kept – I bet the Saints live, bet them, I think I said, at minus half a point. I could have waited and gotten them at plus 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
But you just – like, you looked at that first half a quarter, interception.
It's fluky.
Crazy amount of penalties. That guy, number 75 – On the Saints offensive
Andrews
line,
Pete.
Andrews Pete, like he had so many penalties that cost them. Like they really were
four penalties,
yeah, including on the
at home
on the touchdown, like a 48-yard touchdown pass from
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. So, like they were clearly the better team, and they were amazing once they sort of settled down. And so, it was that fake punt. That fake punt sort of. That was a Sean Payton fake punt, which really was interesting to me. Like, the fact that he later in the game, when they had the chance, they were up 2014, and they were driving, and then they were on the 32-yard line, and instead of, like, throwing the ball and trying to get a little bit further down the field, I know they were trying to burn some clock, but he played for the field goal. And then Michael Bennett blew the play up, and Alvin Kamara got stuffed, and they lost 5 yards. And all of a sudden, instead of a 48-yard field goal, it's a 53-yard field goal. And that cost them, you know, 3 points there. He's usually so aggressive, so that play confused me. But I loved watching this team.
They're the best team in football, plain and simple. I mean, they're the most well-rounded. And the other thing that you just can't underestimate is – that home field is incredible. That dome is so loud. It is so hard to go in there on the road and get your plays called and get everything done at the line of scrimmage. It is, I mean, it's one of the loudest settings I've heard. And you read stories. I read a story this morning by Sage Rosenfels talking about the Bounty game with Favre there, the NFC Championship game years ago. And he was saying it was the loudest venue he's ever been in. And Peter King said the same thing about last weekend, that it was like being in the front row at a rock concert. Like, it's a very, very tough place to play on the road. There's nothing for me that gives me any pause in taking the Saints.
You say it's really loud. Have you been there for a game?
I have not been there for a game. I have been there.
When have you been there?
Oh, God, years ago.
For what?
I was there for the Crawfish Festival.
What?
Yeah. I wasn't in New Orleans for the Crawfish Festival, but I was there when it was happening, and part of it's at Superdome.
Explain this to me.
I was in New Orleans just for like a trip. Like I was just going there for a long weekend.
That is back in your lawyer married days?
Yes.
Before you changed your life?
And I went down there and they were having like this giant crawfish festival in the Superdome. So yeah.
So what did you do at the crawfish festival?
Fucking ate crawfish. What do you think you do there?
I don't know. Like
you eat crawfish. They got a bunch of different people boiling crawfish in different ways, different seasonings, shit like that. You eat crawfish.
Why do you have to get so mad at me about it?
Because like, what do you think you do at a crawfish festival?
I honestly
festival?
Didn't know. I, mean,
like,
I didn't
what
know.
Do you like, that's like saying, yeah, I went to a seafood festival. Okay. Oh, what'd you do there?
You can yell at me. You can yell at me.
The fuck do you think
you
I did?
You can make fun of me, but I am going to deflect your anger. And
that's just going to make me more angry.
I'm going to say it could have been like they're teaching you how to catch crawfish. There could be
in the Superdome?
Yeah, there could be like booths about... You know, crawfish
fishing.
Do you
think anyone would attend that?
Equipment. It could be a variety of things.
No, it really couldn't be. But
expand,
that's fine.
Expand your mind, man.
But I have been to the Superdome, not for a Saints game. Also, I don't need to be there for a Saints game. I have ears. I can hear it on television.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure.
Very, very loud.
Well, the way you've said it, not that I want to be a dick, but the way you said it was like, it's really loud there. I know.
No, I cited two people who have been there and written about it.
Because you knew you were walking into like, I'm going to sound like I was there and I'm not.
No.
I'm an experienced sports writer and journalist. I've been to the Superdome.
Is it
many,
loud,
many
Chad?
Times. Oh, it's quite loud, Blackjack.
So you agree with me. We've gone down this whole fucking segue for you to agree.
It's quite loud.
You got anything else on this? What do you think of the total?
I think it's spot on. I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, 56 and a half.
I think the number's there.
Yeah, yeah. I do two. I'd probably play it over if I was going to play it, but
I'm not going to play it. I've made four bets on these two games so far, and we'll go through all of them. Do I have anything else I want to say about this game? So we both agree we're on the Saints at -3.
We're on the Saints.
Love that. We're going to skip the total. We have no tension between us on this game. We have tension between us on the audible levels at the Superdome.
Not really. You agree with me.
And sort of what else can be at a crawfish festival.
No. No.
But not on this game.
Next.
New England at Kansas City. Chiefs by 3.
Here we go, baby.
Chiefs.
Here we go.
Chiefs. I hope to get this at 2.5. I don't know if I will.
You may.
I'm going to wait.
Bob Scucci on the favorites on Wednesday said that he expected this to go to 2.5.
I'm going
to
wait. I've been waiting on it. I would like to get 2.5. I will take 3 if I have to, but I'd like to get 2.5. I like Kansas City here. I remember when these two teams played earlier in the year at Foxborough, and New England won the game by, what was it, 3 points?
Yep, 43-40.
I remember watching the end of that game and thinking, Kansas City's a better team.
Yep. They had,
they're
like,
the better team.
I think they were a little bit sort of shell-shocked and overwhelmed in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they got better and realized, oh, my God, we're better than this team.
Their guy, Mahomes, went in there. This was still relatively early in the year. Mahomes was, you know, everyone was talking about what he was doing and how what a surprise it was. And he went in there and he was a little bit off in the first half. I think he threw 2 picks in the first half. They left 14 points on the board. He overthrew a couple of touchdowns that were wide open. Not what he does. And I think the Chiefs walked out of that building knowing we can beat this team. And I don't see any way they go in there with a defensive game plan like what LA did last week, which blows my fucking mind what the Chargers did. I mean, the Patriots, we sat here and talked about it last week. They don't have a deep threat. Rob Gronkowski, there it is. One catch, 25 yards. Not a factor.
Rob Gronkowski.
That's the one. Not a factor in the game. There is no deep threat on their roster. And yet the Chargers sat back and played a soft zone all day long. No matter how much Brady abused them with it, they just kept playing this same soft zone and giving them whatever they wanted. I can't imagine Kansas City is going to do that. Now they've got Justin Houston back. Also, he wasn't there in that first game. They've got a really nice pass rush with him and Dee Ford. I like everything about Kansas City here. I just do.
So,
also, the Patriots are not great on the road in the playoffs. That is something that a lot of people sleep on. They're not great on the road.
Couple things here. Number one, If you go to the Action Network, download the free app. It's a free app. What is it, Blackjack?
It's a free app, Jack.
Action Network, actionnetwork.com. Also, we do a story every week about the power ratings of sort of from a betting perspective and what the lines actually are. The delta, that is the difference, Blackjack, the difference between the power rating. Don't. Why?
Chad, we're trying to appeal to a broad audience. Don't sound like such a fucking nerd. Just say the difference. Just say the difference.
The Mississippi crawfish delta between the power rating and the point spread in both of these games is about 1 to 1.5, meaning that both the Saints and the Chiefs were 4 to 4.5 points better than their teams from a betting perspective if you're looking at just the power rating. The bookmakers have over-adjusted because the Rams are a public team and the Saints struggled with the Eagles, and because the Patriots so destroyed the Chargers. The look-ahead line on the Chiefs-Patriots on Saturday after the Chiefs beat the Colts was Chiefs -4 over the Patriots. Mm-hmm. The second that line posted again after the Chargers lost to the Patriots, after the Patriots beat them up, the Chiefs were 3-point favorites, and the public started pounding the Chiefs, started pounding the Patriots, right? So that line actually at one point was like -3 +100 mm-hmm. for the Chiefs. I bet the Chiefs at -3 +100 on Sunday night. I got a really good number. I do think it might go down to 2.5.
I think we'll get there. I think you'll see a lot of late money on New England.
I agree. So I might bet them again at 2.5.
Yeah, I would.
Why not? You know?
I think people are just, and listen, I understand it. I completely understand it, but I think people are just terrified to bet against the Patriots right now, and I get it. But, you know, in Tom Brady's own words, they stink. They can't win games.
I'm not terrified.
That's good. It also worries me that we agree on both of these games.
Both of these games. Blackjack, before we move on, I want to talk about Audible. You know why I want to talk about Audible? Tell me why.
Because you're a best-selling author,
because
Chad.
Audible puts books in your ears, and I've written 7 books, 4 of them bestsellers. Could listening make you a better parent, a better leader, a better person? Blackjack, I know listening to a book can make you a better person. It could motivate you to get fit with really cool fitness programs. It could inspire you to start something new. Blackjack, it can inspire you to start being nice to me. There's never been a better time to start listening on Audible. With Audible, you get access to an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivational books, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, autobiographies, like the one I wrote with Gary Delabate. They call me Baba Booey. It's on Audible. It's a New York Times bestseller. I still get royalty checks for that book! Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now with Audible Originals, the selection has gotten even more custom with content made for customers. You know what I think you can do? I think you can also go download Invincible that I wrote with Vince Papale, the oldest rookie in the NFL history. Audible members can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook and 2 Audible Originals. You can't hear anywhere else. Audible members also get access to exclusive audio fitness programs to start the new year off on the right foot. Or you can start off on the left foot because you got to, you know, exercise both sides of your body. Listen on any device, anytime, anywhere, at home, at the gym, on your commute, or just on the go. You'll also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges, rollover credits, and an audiobook library you keep forever, even if you cancel it. Library is one of my favorite places.
Figures.
Audible, the most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories, the best place to listen. Get started with a 30-day free trial when you go to audible.com/action or text action to 500-500 and listen for a change. That's audible.com/action or text action, A-C-T-I-O-N, to 500-500. I want Audible to continue to like advertise on this podcast because I love books so much. So people need to activate. I'm serious. You got to go to audible.com/action. You got to text action to 500-500. I'm a huge fan of Audible. I'm a huge fan of books. Go download them and listen. Blackjack, I want you to say something inspiring about Audible.
You should go and download some audiobooks. There's a lot of great ones out there. Avoid the ones written by Chad, though.
Let's get back to the show.
What do you think of the total here?
Well,
I think this is over.
I'm going to transition here. So the total right now, Well, I don't know. The Chuckler wants us to have Georgina say it. No, let's have her do it.
So am I betting the under in this game due to the cold weather? What do you guys think?
I think this is a clear over.
Great story. This is a great betting story, right? And we had a story by Mark Gallant on actionnetwork.com. You can also what?
Download the free app. Make the nerds happy.
So, you know, downloading the app pays your salary. You think it's your fucking Andy Dalton videos that, like...
Download the app, guys.
You know?
Download the app.
So, Adam Schefter, like, the other day, tweeted out that the weather was going to... Like, a polar vortex is coming. It could be as low as -2 in Kansas City. And, like, immediately the line dropped. And so we did a story, like, talking about... The total on this dropped from 57 down to 55 almost immediately off of that news. And it wasn't just his news. Like, people started hitting the number because they thought it was going to be cold and whatever, right? And so we did a story. Obviously, in cold weather games, the temperature doesn't really impact the total.
No.
And so I asked Bob Scucci again on the favorites on Wednesday. I'm like, where's the floor? He said 54.5. As soon as it got to 54.5, I bet it. It's now back up to 55.5. I bet the over.
I think it's a clear over. I think these two offenses are going to get whatever they want. I think this is going to be a repeat of their first game for the most part. I don't think that the defenses in this game are going to really stop either side. They may slow it down from time to time, but I think these offenses are going to do whatever they want, and we're going to see a total at least in the 60s.
So here's one thing. The Chiefs' defense is great at home, really good at home, underrated at home. You mentioned Justin Houston being back. I think he's been a game changer for them. Nick Wright, who hosts a show on FS1, he also hosts a radio show that I appear on every Wednesday on Mad Dog Radio on Sirius.
Are we just giving free ads to every competitor right now? Adam Schefter, Nick Wright, anyone else you want to plug?
Brent Musburger's fantastic, isn't he?
Anybody else?
He's from Kansas City, and he made a great point on the show when I was on it yesterday, and that there is no defense in the NFL that has gone, that has a longer streak of not allowing 30 points or more at home than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Didn't make me want to not bet the over, but I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, the Chiefs play a lot better. Listen, the Chiefs don't have a great defense. They don't. They have a good pass rush. But the stats are a little bit misleading because they played so many games so far ahead that, yeah, they gave up a lot of yards and they gave up points late in games because it didn't really matter. So the statistics are a little bit misleading on their defense. They're still not great against the run, but we've seen it year after year after year. If you're going to beat the Patriots in the playoffs, the one thing you have to do is get pressure on Brady. And they've got two guys who are probably the two best pass rushers left in the playoffs outside of Aaron Donald, in Dee Ford and Justin Houston. So they're built to do what they need to do.
All right, so to recap so far, we have no action against each other because we both like the Saints -3 and we're not particularly in love with the total in that game. We both like the Chiefs -3 and we like the over in this game. Georgina, go ahead.
So who wins the Super Bowl? Saints +192? Chiefs +267, Patriots +350, or Rams +367.
I like how she says the 100.
I know. It's very formal.
It's charming.
It's Saints.
It's the Saints.
Listen, I've been on the Saints all year.
I've been
you
on the Saints
too.
All year. I've been on the Saints all year.
Yeah, we both have.
I've actually been to a football game when the Saints played on the field in New Orleans.
That's great. The Saints are the best team in football. They have been all year. You're still getting plus money here, almost 2-1. There's nothing not to like about New Orleans.
Not the best sporting event I've ever been to, though.
What's the best sporting event you've ever been to, Chad?
Here's my top five.
Jesus.
LSU, Alabama, in Baton Rouge.
Did it smell like corn dogs?
2012. No. I was on the sidelines. It was amazing. Alabama came back and won in the last second. I think it was T.J. Yeldon. And A.J. McCarron, T.J. Yeldon had a long touchdown run.
Okay, great. What's number four?
Number two.
I thought we're going 1-5.
One to
okay.
Five. Number two, probably the David Tyree catch in the Super Bowl to end the Patriots' undefeated season. Number three would be the Celtics visiting the Lakers for game one of the finals the second year they played each other. The Staples Center was electric. It was just awesome. Like, it felt like an event. Number four would probably be the first Holyfield-Lewis fight at Madison Square Garden. And number five would be Carl Lewis winning the final leg of the 4x100 relay at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics.
Wonderful.
But I'm sure you've been to a lot of great festivals. I'm sure you can probably name your top five. Hey, here's my top five gold rope chain festivals. Here's my top five
rope chain
cowboy hat festivals.
You can't
Here's
even
my top five crawfish festivals. Here's my top five faux fur coat festivals. I'm sure you've been to all those things. I bet they're amazing.
I've been to many events.
I bet it's a great list.
I've been to many events.
You know what your top five event is going to be?
Oh, God.
Your top five event is going to be the Live Favorites Pod at Foley's January
28th. Well, you're going to be there, so probably
6
not.
6 p.m. People can sign up. Come see us, please.
If it was me, Paul, and Jeff, maybe.
Please, dear God, just come so, like, this reporter has something to write about. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it.
Okay, what's next? Jesus.
Most passing yards this weekend. Patrick Mahomes plus 185, Tom Brady plus 200, Drew Brees plus 225, or Jared Goff plus 285.
I'm going with Jared Goff for the value. Here's why. I think the Saints are going to kill him and they're going to be coming back from behind the whole time. Boom!
It's plus 285. I mean, really, you could take any one of these guys. It's
well, you literally can.
I don't think it's Brady because I think they will run the ball more.
Kindness.
This is why your kids don't talk to you. I'm still probably leaning Mahomes.
Blackjack Fletcher has left the conversation.
You watch. I am going to get a video. If you've seen the movie The Campaign with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, I am going to pull a page out of that movie and get a video of your son calling me dad. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So get ready. That one's coming.
Let's combine the next two. We got two more things to cover here. Let's combine the next two because I think they're connected.
Where will Antonio Brown play next year? Bonus question. Who wins the Super Bowl in 2020?
So you think these are connected?
Yes, you can really bet on this.
Antonio Brown is going to dictate who wins the Super Bowl? Are you having a stroke?
Do not criticize. I'm going to tie it all together. That's what I do.
You got somewhere to be?
Not particularly. I have a lunch that I have to go to, but it doesn't start for 45 minutes. I can't tell you who the lunch is with.
Oh, my God. Nobody gets off more than this guy on meeting with people that someone's remotely heard of.
No one ever asked me, like, hey, what's blackjack like?
Except for your movie producer friends who want to meet with me, use you as a conduit to get to me.
Many sports books offer odds for Super Bowl 54 for next year.
That's what I thought.
Some really interesting numbers out there. Personally, I am looking at Indy at 20-1. Super excited about that one. I feel like they have Saints potential for next year.
No, they don't.
All right. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, Blackjack.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me what you're thinking about?
You're wrong.
All right. What do you got?
They don't have nearly the weapons necessary to win a Super Bowl yet.
Tell me. Give me an answer.
I think it's the Chicago Bears at 12-1. I think that's the
that.
Best value.
I don't mind that.
I like the Bears at 12-1. I think the Bears need another wide receiver. But I think second year in that offense for Trubisky, I think he kind of comes alive a little bit. They trust him a little more. Also, their defense is fantastic. 12-1, pretty good odds on a team that looked really nice this year and I think is only going to get better. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with Kareem Hunt, but the Bears don't seem like they've ruled out bringing him in next year. And if you add him to that offense, that's a dynamic playmaker. You know, everything else notwithstanding.
Can't argue with that. My point is, Antonio Brown thinks he will be on the market. The Steelers have said otherwise. If he is...
What do you mean? No, they haven't.
What do you mean? They said they haven't had any trade talks
the
yet.
The Rooneys came out and said that they have a hard time seeing him in Steelers training camp.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah.
I thought they said they hadn't had any trade talks yet.
They said they have a hard time imagining him being in training camp.
Well, it sounds like they're pretty much going to trade him then.
I think they have to.
Yeah.
And I would put my money on the New York Jets. This feels like a Jets move. The Jets have $100 million in cap space. They've got a new head coach. They've got the guy they think is their quarterback. This feels like the Jets try to turn themselves into Pittsburgh East and go out and sign Le'Veon Bell and trade for Antonio Brown and think they're going to beat the Patriots. Hint, they won't.
Do you think, this is my question, do you think that Antonio Brown will make any difference in any team's Super Bowl odds? The Jets are at 100-1. What happens to those numbers if Antonio Brown goes to the Jets?
70-1.
Yeah, I agree. Which team do you think Antonio Brown could turn into a legit Super Bowl contender?
Of the top choices here?
Yeah.
The Colts and the Cowboys. You want to talk about the Colts? If the Colts added a playmaker like that for Andrew Luck with T.Y. Hilton on the other side, yeah. Yeah, now I buy it.
I'm all for that.
Dallas. But Dallas doesn't have the draft capital after the Amari Cooper trade, so Dallas is kind of out on this.
What about the Colts? What can the Colts do?
The Colts have $120 million in cap space. They have the money, and realistically, they've got, what, 9 picks in this year's draft? So they can make a move.
Look at you.
Yeah, I pay attention to sports.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I don't look at spreadsheets all day, buddy. The Colts would be the team, if I was on here, that I would go out and get, because I think he does make them a contender. You can throw T.Y. Hilton, Antonio Brown. You can't defend those two guys. There's no fucking way. Nobody can defend those
two guys. So I'm definitely going to buy the Colts at 20-1 now.
I just don't know if they're going to make the move. If they're willing to do it, listen, a first-round draft pick gets this done right now. Right now.
Do you think the Colts see it as they're Antonio Brown away from doing this, and if they get him, like, they immediately become a legit contender and it's worth the first-round pick?
Well, I mean, look, the Colts are going to draft in the 20s right now. So is it worth giving up a pick in the 20s and still having 8 more draft picks with a team that's really good, they're really young, they've got a lot of nice young playmakers on defense. Darius Leonard was outstanding this year. The offensive line with Quentin Nelson was great. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm pulling the trigger on this if I'm them. Can you imagine Andrew Luck with those two wideouts? I mean, how the hell do you defend that?
Colts are plus 13, you know, give or take, plus 1,300.
And I mean, T.Y. Hilton, people sleep on T.Y. Hilton. Like, he does not get the credit he deserves as a top-flight wide receiver. If you've got him and Antonio Brown on either side, like, there's just no way to defend that.
Do the Steelers trade Antonio Brown inside their own conference?
I don't think that matters as much. I don't think they're trading him in the division, but I don't really think there's anyone in the division that would pull the trigger on that. If the Colts offered them a first right now, I think this deal gets done. I think he gets it done.
I got to tell you, I love what you're saying. I'm impressed with, like, your research and the professionalism you brought to this.
Thank you.
I'm going to text you.
What are you going to text me?
You know, like a
something kind?
Thumbs up emoji, like a kindness emoji. Okay.
I'll respond to it. I can't promise you what I'm going to say, but I'll respond to it.
I think that's all we got today. I think we're done. This has been The Favorites from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. That is Blackjack Fletcher. You can get us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll be back on Monday with Jeff Schwartz and Paul LaDuca. Download it on Apple Podcasts, radio.com/theactionnetwork.
Yeah!
Unscripted, my friends. Until next time, don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe, and Georgina will read your reviews on the air. Thank you.